There's no gas, there's no petrol, there is nothing to eat, there is no medicine. What can we do? If this continues, we will have to jump into the sea.
We would like to tell the government that whatever happened today, they can't stop tens of thousands of people joining the struggle. It is a joke if the government thinks it can stop this people's protest by using barriers, tear gas, or shooting.
Sri Lanka is not a dictatorship. This is a democracy, and we will fight for the rights of the people, and we will fight to protect democracy in our motherland.
There's obviously a lot of wrangling happening behind closed doors as we speak. Late last night, we heard that the entire cabinet had submitted a collective resignation to the president, that allowing the president and the prime minister, Gotabaya Rajapaksa and his brother Mahinda Rajapaksa, to reconstitute the cabinet. There have been a lot of criticism about members, about key figures in that cabinet, and some of the coalition partners of the government had basically proposed an interim administration, and one of the things was a rework of cabinet.